9. Facing aging and sickness. Whether we are rich or poor, young or old, we all get sick. Even a simple illness like the flu can keep us in bed for a few days. While it may be an inconvenience, we can all deal with it. The true test of our inner strength is when we face debilitating sickness. I remember when I was in my 20s, I came down with a serious case of rheumatism. I was so ill that I could not walk. As I lay on the bed, even small movements would cause excruciating pain. When I finally saw a doctor, he told me that my rheumatism was a very severe case and they might have to amputate my legs. When I heard the prognosis, I did not feel sorry for myself. I thought, I have already dedicated my life to spreading the Dharma. If I were to lose my legs and could not travel, I would have more time to read and write. I could continue my work through my writings. I was not afraid of how I might see myself or what others would think of me, and so I was not bothered by the possibility of having to lose my legs. When Norman Cousins was diagnosed with a crippling illness in 1964, he did not give up hope. Instead, he looked at life in a whole new light and treated himself with laugh therapy. He went on to live a healthy life until the late 1990s. Helen Keller was both blind and deaf. She was not deterred by her handicap and became an inspiration for our time. Very often, we are handicapped not so much by our physical ailments, but by our mental moroseness. How can we avoid the feeling of hopelessness when we are faced with life-altering sickness and change? Let me offer 3 suggestions. First, we need to remain positive even when we are sick. We all handle stress differently. Some people complain about even the slightest pain, while others can endure a lot more. It is important that we do not let the body dictate how the mind feels. When the mind is not focused on the pain, the body will in turn feel better. Second, we should approach health in a holistic way and not become totally reliant on medication. Although modern medicine has made many advances, it still has its limits. Some people run to the doctor for the latest drug therapy at the first sign of illness. As a result, some antibiotics have been so overly prescribed that they have begun to lose their effectiveness. In addition to medical intervention, we also need to examine our way of life to see if we are eating properly and exercising enough. Third, we need to be at ease with our circumstances. While we try our best to take care of our sickness, it is equally important to be at ease with sickness itself. After all, sickness is an inevitable part of life. We all have to face it, but we need not succumb to helplessness.